This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The leading cause of personal bankruptcies in America? Debt to pay back medical bills. Experts say 3 million people have more than $10,000 in medical debt and 100 million have some. I'm just back from a panel and audience discussion in St. Paul, Minnesota, exploring medical debt. Among panelists, Allison Sesso with a national nonprofit called RIP Medical Debt, which takes donations to cancel debt for people. Also, University of Minnesota healthcare economist Jennifer Schultz. We have some highlights this week, starting today with medical credit cards, where healthcare companies can have people sign up to borrow for care. There are documented cases around the country where hospitals have offered the cards instead of checking to see if the patient qualified for charitable care programs that many nonprofit hospitals are expected to provide. Here's Allison Sesso.
The problems are that there's not a lot of regulation around the fact that nonprofit hospitals are required to have a charitable approach. A lot of the details are left up to the hospitals to figure that out. And to be honest, they're dealing with revenue cycle and billing, and it's a lot of regulation. And if you talk to the people who are actually in the billing cycles at the hospitals, they are overwhelmed. We want them to invest in the care, not overbilling, but yet we want them to have strong, solid billing approaches that get people the charity care that they need. There are solutions to this. There's things like presumptive eligibility. That's what we do. There's absolutely no application process. And so hospitals can do the same thing.
Well, there you go.
And that's what I think should happen.
Jennifer Schultz, 90% of people in these United States have health care coverage. So what's with the debt?
Well, even though people have health insurance coverage, they may have very high deductibles. They're what we call underinsured. And there's what's called surprise billing. There's price gouging. And the fundamental problem is our high prices. This is why we pay more than twice the amount per person for medical care compared to other wealthy countries.
I did see a figure, $819 billion, and that figure was total profits expected by all for-profit healthcare companies in America by the year 2027. And that will be up 40% from 2022. So some of the cost is due to that system.
Yeah, we shouldn't even call it a system because that's not what we have in the U.S.
The hodgepodge,
but we use that word. Yeah. Even at nonprofit hospitals, we pay our CEOs a lot, millions of dollars. That's not all of the blame. If we paid them less, we would drastically reduce our $4.3 trillion spending per year on healthcare. But we just have to pay providers in a different way. And I've been arguing for many years that we have to pay them to show us good health outcomes since we're not doing well in population health in our country.
We have over 200 people watching on Zoom right now. Thank you for joining us at home. And some have sent in some questions, and we're going to bounce them off the panel here. Carol is looking for some pointers. Carol's lucky enough to have good medical insurance on paper, but they need tips for getting insurance companies to actually pay claims for out-of-network coverage. You've looked at the billings. Is there any tricks you've come up with in your own life?
In 2020, Congress passed and the president signed the No Surprises Act. So you were not responsible for out-of-network costs if you did not have the choice of provider or of an ambulance service. But right now, this is being litigated. But the other big problem is that hospitals are buying a lot of provider groups, and that is so they can charge hospital prices for outpatient care. And there's a bill that passed the U.S. House with bipartisan support called Lower Costs, More Transparency. This bill needs to pass the Senate. It does not allow hospitals to charge outrageous prices for outpatient care.